You get my full attention.
We've all waited for this to see you in center, you know, and obviously you've had a little bit of a springtime back in it. How comfortable are you right now, and now that you're out there actually going through camp?
I feel real comfortable. It's something I did all through college, and then being able to come back has been nice. Kind of give me an increased leadership role, which has been good as well. And it's been fun kind of gelling with the guys and you know, working on our communication so far. I think it's been we made some huge steps already compared to last year, so it's exciting to see what we've done, and we're looking forward to continuing that progress.
Now, they always say you learn from every experience. What do you think you learned about yourself as a player from playing guard last year as a rookie?
You know, I learned you know, I learned things that are going to help me now. I saw things from a different perspective, and I think seeing it that way will help me in how I, you know, help the guards this year. You know, it was a great learning experience for me. I think that's the best way you learn is getting thrown in like that and having to learn on the fly.
Do you put much stock in the fact that chemistry with an offensive line takes a lot of time to develop? You guys have now five guys playing basically five different positions. Jeff didn't play much last year, right guard. How much stock do you put in that, and how quickly do you have to make that happen?
Yeah, we need to have consistency from guys, and it would be nice in an ideal world to have the same guys in there every time, but that's not realistic. You know, guys get banged up and things happen, so that's where you got to be able to communicate well with each other no matter who's in there. But, you know, we're trying to get guys to stay together, you know, stay five, you know, same five in the rotation just to help that continuity, get the communication where we need it to be.
How excited are you with the offensive line to put the uppers on today and they pull full pads?
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to get better fits, and I think it's going to be it's going to help us a lot, kind of gauge where we're at in the run game, and you know, for us it's really like a full go day for us. So we're excited. We're ready to get in our fits and run the ball a little bit.
How much were you able to learn last year about the responsibilities of center?
I learned a lot. You know, it all falls on the offensive line as a whole, but the center controls most of it. So I was able to kind of see from a short distance how demanding it is, and then kind of was able to learn, you know, how he does it, how the center's supposed to do it, how he communicates with the quarterback, and that I think that helped me moving into this year.
I mean, you're playing guard as a rookie, which is its own challenge.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody's supposed to know what they're supposed to do. So it wasn't me necessarily paying close attention to him, but you know, it's just the function of the offense as a whole. I had to know what he was calling, where we were going, and whatnot, just to make sure I knew what I was doing. That will help this year, seeing what I saw last year. I think he's a really athletic guy. He's real strong, real smart. I think he's got the right attitude to play offensive line, and that's going to fit in well with us. I'm excited to, like I said, we put on pads today, so I'm excited to see what he can do for us, especially in the run game.
He's a quiet guy.
Yeah, very quiet. He's a good singer, though. He just sang for us in the meeting room. It was actually very good. I don't know. I should know the song, but it was actually really good. I was surprised. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Is that the first time you sort of, you know, heard him speak up? I mean, I was really
looking forward to his singing because I didn't think he would do it, but he performed very well. So, but he's I think it takes time just to get to know us and get to know guys to be able to open up like that, and I think he slowly is. It's been fun to see him kind of grow and be more comfortable out here because he kind of opens up a little more. Eli stood up and demanded that he goes up there and sing. So once that guy does that, you have to go sing.
Does Eli do that with everyone?
It happened to me last year, yeah. I like not to think about it, but it happened.
What'd you sing?
I sang a little George Strait. I had to give a tribute to my favorite singer. So. It's good.
You don't give yourself a good review of that?
No, it wasn't good. I did it on purpose, though, I think. I think if you do bad, you won't have to do it again. So that's my tip. Don't tell them I said that, though.
You've always talked about how much you like playing center. I mean, the first time you played it, did you say this is my position? This is how
You know what? I think the thing I like about it is the control I have. It's not just a brute strength hitting people, although it is, you know, you have to be cerebral as well. There's a bunch of identifications I have to do, kind of working with Eli, trying to get everything set up to where, you know, the play will be best. So I kind of like the mental aspect of it and the leadership role it gives. I think that's why I like it so much.